we have only one city amongst the top 20, and that's Jacksonville.
And that's confusing.
It's very confusing, actually, because Jacksonville reports for all of Duval County because of the consolidation of the city and county government many years ago. So it's not really an apples-to-apples comparison to the other core cities, which is just their core.
That's a big difference.
It's a very big difference. So no Florida cities rank amongst the top 20 in terms of total population, nor do any Florida cities rank amongst the top 20 for the percentage, the rate of growth over the last few years.
Why do you think that is?
Well, most of the cities that are the fastest growing in terms of percentages tend to be small cities out west. And they tend to be dominated by energy. So very rapid growth related to the energy business is typically the drivers for most of the fastest growing cities in the United States on percentage terms.
What about rankings within Florida? Where does Orlando rank within the state?
Well, Orlando is the third largest bona fide real core city in the state of Florida. Miami's largest, then Tampa, then Orlando. For Miami, Tampa, and Orlando, over the last 3 years, a population growth has been in excess of 16,000. So more than 5,000 new residents per year into these major cities in Florida.
So there's a difference between population size and population growth in these rankings, right?
That's absolutely true. The largest city is Miami, and it had about the same growth as Orlando, but Miami's almost twice as large. So the percentage rate of growth in Orlando, therefore, is twice as big as the percentage rate of growth in Miami almost. Even so, all three of those big Florida cities have grown rapidly in terms of population and in terms of the percentage growth rate, and they've grown faster than the state as a whole and a little bit faster than their surrounding counties. So what we're seeing is an urbanization in Florida that we typically hadn't seen before.
So the pattern that we may be accustomed to is people moving out into the suburbs or out into the country. This is a reverse of that?
Yes, it is. We're starting to see now that people are much more interested in living in cities. So it's much more than the anecdotal reports of some people moving. Now we see real numbers that really show that Floridians, just like people across the country, are becoming more interested in living in cities, and more of them are living in cities, and therefore some cities are growing faster than the surrounding counties and metropolitan areas, which is a big change for Florida development patterns.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's a matter of taste and preferences, and I think it's a matter of the cities have become more attractive as they have grown up some here in Florida. Typically, we had suburban settlement patterns, and now we're starting to see enough growth to really create vibrant cities for those who want that lifestyle. It's not that people don't still want suburban lifestyles, but more people want urban lifestyles now than ever before in Florida's history over the last 30 years.
Why is population important to Florida specifically?
Well, Florida really depends upon population growth. It always has tourism, agriculture, retirement, and population growth. And population growth drives construction activity in the short term, and then it drives the demand for all types of goods and services in the longer run. So our population growth has always been a major factor in demand, as it is everywhere.
So what's the takeaway here?
The big takeaway from these data are that cities have become much more attractive than they have been in 30 or 40 years. That's true in the nation, and that's true in Florida. We're seeing core cities grow faster than many of the suburbs and the surrounding metropolitan areas. And that's really a sea change. So more people are actually interested in living in cities on a percentage basis in many places than are interested in living in suburbs.
Do you see long-term effects from this?
Yes, there are significant long-term effects. This densification will cause more demand, obviously, in the core cities. It will cause some renaissance. It will allow, as we're seeing in Florida, more use of mass transit and other things that dense places can have. It will also preserve some of the more sensitive environmental land that would otherwise be invaded. And it mostly reflects people's changing tastes and preferences. That's what's the most interesting. It's not done by government regulation. It's not done necessarily by the development community. It's done by what people really want for their lifestyle. And that really has begun to change.